support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
All right. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Great. Sean Simbab.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
Go ahead and introduce yourself and your company for me.
Yes. My name is Sean Simbab, and I am with Dot Sims Technology out of Rhode Island.
All right. And you have a purple thing here.
Yep, I have two devices here. Our first device, this is V1. It's basically on the event of a personal safety wearable device.
Okay.
Basically what it does, it detects a human as they're approaching you from behind. So no more assaults from behind.
Oh,
so okay. Basically how it works is this device is 2 hours of chargeable. This device is 4 hours. This is our V2. Basically what happens is you turn the device on, you Bluetooth it to your watch, or your phone. The phone is number one, but it'll go to your watch and your AirPods.
Okay.
Clip it on the back of you. If you're walking, running, hiking, corrections, police, whatever it is, it'll pick up a person at 45 feet. At 25 feet, it'll alert you when someone's approaching you from behind.
Okay.
You'll then receive an SOS or on your watch or on your phone. You turn around, you assess whether or not if it's a threat. If you feel like it's a threat, you hit the SOS. That will go out to 3 of your contacts in the application. They will then get your GPS coordinates. They'll know there's an issue, and you'll have time to defend yourself. It will also be, at the same time, be doing 15 images per second going up into the cloud. So not only are you being alerted of the assailant behind you if you think it's a threat, but you're also going to have the images up in the cloud.
Okay. So let's talk about the device itself.
Yes.
From where I'm sitting, I see lenses.
Correct.
You know, cutouts for lenses, and that's about all I see. So what all do we have here?
So my chief technology is here with me, but okay. I will give you a little background. I'm not too familiar with everything, but basically it's a camera that basically will pick up the human. As it's approaching, we have an algorithm that will basically let you know that someone is approaching you.
Okay.
This will only work if someone is approaching you from behind. If they walk by you, you can see them, there's no problem. If that person is coming at you and they're going at a faster speed, whether it's a bicyclist, a person running, or somebody else, it will let you know that someone's approaching you from behind.
Okay.
And at that time, you assess if there's a threat or not.
Okay. So does it take speed into account?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So somebody who's slow and whatever may be seen as less of a than somebody coming up.
Correct.
Okay.
And not only that, you'll have enough time when you're being alerted to basically assess the threat to see if it's a regular runner, if it's someone trying to come after you, assault you. I mean, as you see in the news today, women are being assaulted all the time, every day. And unfortunately, I was a correctional officer.
I was going to ask where this came from.
Yeah, so I was a correctional officer, and what happened was I was working in the prison, and during that time, I was dealing with a confrontation that was happening in one corner, and I didn't realize it. Someone came up from behind me, hit me, and I ended up with a traumatic brain injury.
Wow.
From there, I was had to do like cognitive behavioral therapy. I had to relearn how to do a bunch of things.
Wow.
During my rehab time, I was on a bike path. I had my earpods in. I was listening to some music. A bicyclist was coming up from behind me. He must have said, on your left. I didn't hear him. He hit me from behind. So at that point, I said, there's got to be something out there that's got to be out on the market. There was nothing out there. So I started doing my homework, seeing if there was anything out there. We now have 3 patents on our devices, utility patents, United States. So we own all the IP in the United States of America on this device. So we're here at CES debuting our product, showcasing it, and hopefully saving lives.
Well, that's fantastic. So the backstory is fascinating. Downplay what happened. We have a phrase within our organization, great ideas come from things that suck.
Correct.
And obviously that sucked.
Unfortunately, it was something
twice
I had to
row.
Go through. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The second one I wasn't injured on. I just never saw it coming.
Right.
And then, throughout my experiences in the corrections, I've witnessed a bunch of people being assaulted.
Right.
During my time, the big thing was cameras recording everybody, body cameras recording incidents. But my concern was the wearer. The person who's involved in it or is being assaulted from behind, who's protecting them?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I was part of that. And, out of this came 3 patents. We developed the device, and we're here at CES debuting it.
That's really cool. Yeah, because, like, a body cam is mostly there to prove that something did or didn't happen. It's not there to help prevent anything in the moment.
Correct.
And it doesn't help back here for nothing.
Yep. So these are basically, you know, phrased eyes behind your head, but yep. Where our motto is never look back. So, you know, with Dot Sims technology, never look back. You know, we have a website, www.sims.technology. You know, you can go on there right now. We're not on the market yet. We're doing pre-orders. So you can go there, pre-order it. It's going to be $199. And a yearly subscription fee of $79. If you go and pre-order it, we'll waive the subscription fee.
Okay.
And my chief technology officer is here. If you want to speak to him regarding, you know, what's going on with the device and everything inside of it,
I
feel free to hand it over to him.
Yeah, sure. That sounds fantastic. I appreciate it. It's a really interesting. The backstory sucks.
Correct.
Sorry you had to go through that. And just because you weren't physically injured doesn't mean the idea of somebody popping up on you didn't trigger other things in your head, right?
Yes.
Because
and even today, I mean, if I go for a walk on the bike path and someone comes from behind you, it startles you. It gives you that feeling. And, you know, it's like you go on the news every day and you watch CNN and you're seeing, you know, a woman being assaulted.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that, you know, we have to have that. But, you know, I think we're going to solve a huge problem here in the United States.
Certainly hope so.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Now we've got you here. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Terry O'Shea. I am the CTO for Sims, Dot Sims Technology.
Okay.
I work with Sean on bringing his invention to life and making sure it all works and, you know, helping the world be a safer place.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about what we've got going on here. I understand the backstory. I understand what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So how is it that we're doing that?
So basically, we have two little wearable cameras, our version one and version two. Talk about the version two because the one we'll go to market with. But basically, we have...
That was going to be one of my first questions. V1 is prototype. V2 is what we're going to go to market with.
Got it. So basically, about half of the volume is a battery. The other half is basically our technology, which includes a high frame rate camera. We continuously take pictures, 15 frames a second. And then while we're taking those 15 frames a second, we analyze one frame over another. And that way, we detect if a person's approaching from behind.
Okay.
We don't do video. We're doing it by still frame, one over the other. Once that's done, if a person is detected coming within a 25-foot radius, it basically sends an alert to the phone. You can press the SOS button if you want, or to the Apple iWatch, or you hear the beep in your iPods if you're doing it that way. Or it works with the Android products as well. And then if you select it, you can do it. Or you can basically go to the setup page and set it up so that you can choose to say, I want automatic SOS. So if anybody comes within 25 feet, I want my three contacts that I've chosen to know that they're coming and approach. We basically store the photos inside of the app. When we have connectivity and we ensure that we have connectivity, we send those photos along with GPS coordinates off to those three contacts so that everybody knows who the perpetrator is, what they look like, and where you are right now when the event happened, and continues to track you after that.
Okay. The GPS location, is it the location of...
It's coming from the phone.
Where it was when the data was pushed?
When the data was pushed and then continuously thereafter.
And so let's say we're taking pictures in a place where we don't have connectivity.
Yep.
Is it tracking the GPS
on that trail.
Then pushing all of that?
Pushing all of
once
that.
Once we have data.
As soon
data.
As we get data connectivity, we push all of that straight up to the cloud, gets over to Twilio, gets diminished off to the different contacts.
Okay, gotcha. So
they receive an SMS message with a picture along with, you know, this is Terry O's device, and he was in this GPS coordinate, and here's the picture of the perpetrator.
Okay. So we're out in the woods on a trail. There's no data, but there is text.
Yep.
The device is still tracking and able to see there's a problem. So it can still send a text. It may not necessarily send the photos,
get
all the data.
Right.
But we can still send a text, hey, I think there's a problem.
Exactly.
Okay. Or, yes, there's a problem.
There's a problem.
Okay.
Right.
Very cool. And then as soon as data is available, photos will go too.
Photos will go too.
Okay. So where are we in this process?
We're right now, we've finished development. We're going through our FCC certification. Once we get completed with that, we're basically going to – we're taking pre-orders right now on our website. It's www.sims.technology. You can do the pre-orders. We're looking at $199 for the device. We offer a $79 a year subscription fee, but we waive that for pre-orders. So anybody that orders, they save $79 off of anybody that orders after we launch.
Nice. So I see the clip on this. I didn't get to see the back of this. It looks like the same clip.
It's very same, similar clip.
Okay.
And it attaches pretty well. We've been trialing it. I've used it when I'm out bow hunting.
Okay.
Recognizes dogs approaching from behind. We can recognize bears, moose, other animals approaching from behind.
Okay.
So it's not just human beings, but large things approaching from behind, as well as, you know, human threats. We also, in that, have a time-of-flight sensor. So, like a LiDAR, basically tells in the dark if something's approaching from behind. That turns on a high infrared light.
Okay.
Takes our camera into infrared, continues to take the pictures.
Gotcha.
So it works in both daylight and complete darkness.
So with the clip, where are we hoping to attach this? Where is the goal?
Backpacks, waistbands, collars, hats, basically any running harnesses that are worn for safety, with the illuminating, you know, blinking harnesses that people wear when they're jogging in the early morning hours or late at night.
Okay. Any thoughts about alternate connectivity? Because for me, my first thought is, I've got my hair down and a T-shirt on. I may not have, and nothing else.
Right.
I may not have anywhere to put it.
But let's hope you have pants on or shorts or something. We can attach it from there.
But the pants, the waistband could be covered theoretically.
It could be. But you know, we have different belts and accessories that we're trying out to offer off. These things for sale as
well. So, yeah, definitely considering alternate mounting.
Alternate mounting. Okay. Yeah, in fact, if you come by the booth, anybody that comes by the booth to see us, you can see it mounted on the mannequin, and on the mannequin's on one of the running harnesses that we have.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Perfect. It sounds like a lot of thought has been put into this. Like I told him, the backstory sucks.
Yeah. It's a tragic backstory, but it leads to something that's going to save everybody else, and that's why I joined the company. That's why I'm part of it, because you know, it's all about personal safety and making sure this doesn't happen to anybody else again.
Well, fantastic! I really appreciate both
Scott,
of you coming up
you
and talking
much.
To us today.
Deeply appreciated.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you
and
for
have
your time.
A good rest of the show.
You too.
Good luck with your launch.
Thank you.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plunkett's Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.